This is a podcast from the BBC.
It's Scott and Chris with Maya Jama on Friday's podcast. We try and get Chris to do his upstairs voice. Also, I take to the streets to find out what the older generation think of Maya Jama using only photos. Oh yeah, and one of the team's got a drunk foot. We've just attempted team photo number three because it's the third week that we're on together.
Yeah.
Maya, what do we go for today? This is all your idea.
Yeah, I was inspired by bowling pins, and it was me, you and Chris led head to head in a straight line, basically.
You haven't got nits, have you?
No, I haven't had nits in a while.
Okay, just because our hairs were touching.
I'm not a big fan of this picture thing. I know I've said that before, but I'll go along with it. But in the picture itself, it looks like you've got the hair of Maya.
Yeah, which I'm happy with.
Yeah, it's good hair.
It's like some throwback kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like huge. Yeah, like it could be 80s rock hair.
80s.
Scott with the fluff.
Callie says, Maya, I definitely feel that you are the one wanting these pictures and the lads are like, oh, if we must.
I don't think so. There was a lot of enthusiasm from Scott today.
Scott loves it.
I actually do. I look forward to it.
I think you get a little bit dressed up for the Friday as well. I think you get excited about the group.
Scott's new leather on.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. wish it was leather.
Pleth.
So, Maya, you were on the breakfast show with Grimmy earlier this week, and I know that he roped you in to play the honesty game, which is, to be honest, it's part of the thing about being new at Radio 1, but it puts you in awkward positions.
Quite awkward.
So, basically, you are both asked a question, and if you give the same answer, it remains secret. If you give a different answer, then you have to reveal it. Now, Maya, you were asked, would you least like to spend a year on a desert island with Scott Mills or Chris Stark? Now, yeah. Grimmy picked me, rude, and you picked Chris. And,
yeah.
Okay, here's the slightly dodgy answer you gave as to why you would not like to spend a year on a desert island with Chris.
I have a valid reason.
Okay.
Do you want to know my reason?
Go on, yeah, tell us why you hate Chris Stark.
No, I love him, but also I've actually spent some time with him before, and I know that he's got a really lovely lady at home and he'd need to be with her.
He'd be too upset.
Yeah, he wouldn't want to leave her for too long, so I'm going to go with that. He's got priorities at home. Can't take him away to
that
a desert island.
You're just getting out of that.
Yeah, but I think that's standard. Scott seems like, yeah, you know, fly around for a bit.
Yeah.
Man of leisure.
That's right.
Scott's got a boyfriend.
Yeah, I know, but I just didn't think about that.
No.
I'm sorry.
Also, real, very diplomatic. And still holding on to the he's in a relationship excuse.
And I feel like Chris Stark could, like, scale a coconut tree.
Yeah, I feel like he'd be able to handle himself more, but he's just got family. That was my only reason.
That was why.
He's got people to see.
You are good, though. It's a hard position to be in.
I feel you're going to be asked that question a lot. Like, who do you prefer, me or Scott?
Yeah, I know. And I think that now I'm going to just dabble. I've said you once. I'm just going to go back and forth and then we're equal.
But I like it that you're right, really ingratiating yourself to the Radio 1 family. So here you are on Charlie Sloth's show last night playing Would You Rather. Here we go. This is interesting.
Would you rather have my beard, which you wouldn't be allowed to shave, or my belly for the rest of your life?
I'd have your belly because I just exercise. I'd go back to my belly.
That's rude.
No.
That is the best.
Low blow, man.
No, because I like my own belly, so I try and get it back.
Right. Okay. So you say you don't like my belly?
That is brilliant. I'd just exercise.
I'd have your belly, but I would exercise.
but then, once again, you're asked to choose between me and Chris again.
All right, would you rather go on a night out with Scott Mills or Chris Stark?
Oh my gosh, I keep getting asked these things. I'm going to say Scott Mills.
Why is that?
Because I already know Chris Stark, so it'd be nicer to get to know Scott a bit better.
Okay.
Yeah, me and Chris did a show before.
Is the correct answer.
See?
Uh-huh.
I'm not offended anyone.
What your thing is, right, I don't mind you being honest, right, and saying you'd rather go out, but I don't think you're being honest. I think what you're trying to do is not offend. So don't worry, Maya, I know what you would have said.
Sure.
I mean, take it as you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, I quite enjoyed it when we were doing Greg's celebratory show last week. You asked him this.
Did you drink your own wee?
only been here 3 weeks. I'm loving it already.
Scott Mills.
So we've got a three-way bangers situation again. Maya, have you chosen yours?
I'm actually still contemplating.
Okay. Yeah. 2:40, me against Chris and Maya on bangers.
I'm ready to go with bangers.
I'm ready.
Maya's really confused as well because we've had a couple of texts in asking about you going commando.
Yeah, someone said, does Chris mind if I go commando? And I was like, sorry, what, mate?
All right. No, we were just talking earlier in the week on the show. Chris has a problem if I am commando during
Scott
the show.
Scott sometimes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
does the radio
this.
Show commando. Right. So when you look at him, It makes you think sort of differently of him,
like,
right?
Yeah, I would never know.
It's only sometimes if, like, there's an emergency pants situation.
So do you wear it? Do you go commando when wearing jeans?
I have done, yeah.
Isn't that a bit scratchy?
I don't see the problem with it.
Yeah, no, but you know it's a bit rough.
No, like, it's fine.
No?
Also, Maya, do you know what I've been doing this morning?
What?
I have been on the streets doing some research.
Wow.
So I took some photos of you out to the streets.
Wait, what?
And I got the people that I went up to kind of describe you, like say what they see.
No, and I didn't know you were doing this.
And also what they think you do.
What job I do.
Right.
Oh, great.
However, it might be people... Like, maybe, I don't know, like, you might not necessarily appeal straight away to this age bracket.
Okay, what right? age? What age is it?
I'm saying 60 plus.
Oh, no, they're going to hate me.
And I got, no, it's all good. I've got some good answers.
Scott Mills.
Scott, Chris and Maya here. Oh, yeah, Kev in Ashford has got an issue with that. He's like, you need a name for the show, because by the time you've said all three names, Scott, half the show is gone. I can whip through it.
You say it quickly.
Oh, no, Scott, Chris, Maya.
If you blend them all together, what does that make? Scott, Chris, Maya.
Scum.
Scryer.
BBC Radio 1.
Here's a question for you both.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried to... well, I've never done it in person, but has anyone ever tried to like be a little bit kind of... a bit sexy on the messaging?
Hey, oh.
A little bit sexy on the messaging sometimes.
Why, what you do, right now?
Right, so one of my friends...
What are you doing?
No, one of my friends, he was like saying to this girl, hey, do you want to come over tonight? And she was like, sure, what do you want to do? And he was like, oh, it involves pillows and blankets. and then she's like, what, are we going to build a fort?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So obviously he was hoping for like it to lead on to something a bit like more sexy and flirty
saucy
than that.
Yeah, but if you're going to be suggestive, why would you say it involves pillows and blankets?
Well,
yeah.
He's just trying to test the water.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't be sure if that meant, you know...
Pillows and blankets. Yeah, because that's a bit broad, isn't it? You could just have a nice little duvet day.
Let's build a den.
Yeah. I'd actually really love that, though. A den date.
Would you?
Yeah, and like some films, you know, in a den, get some sweets.
And could I also ask, have either of you ever like tried to do like sexy talk?
Sexy talk?
When, you know, when it's like happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
I turn into a different person.
Oh no,
do
Chris,
you?
I don't want to imagine.
You have to adopt a personality, don't you? Oh, come on.
What's your personality?
No,
who are you?
What I'm saying is, in those situations, you have to become someone that you're not really.
Okay.
You know.
After hours,
right,
Chris.
Right, so how is your alter ego different to the Chris that we know and love
because
on the radio?
What you've got to do is you've suddenly got to try and be sexy, haven't you?
Well.
So on that, you just got to draw in your influences whoever you think has been sexy.
Can I hear it?
No.
Oh, no.
Go on.
No.
No, because it's,
no,
not,
just the
it's
voice.
Not the right environment.
Okay, what? Do the voice.
Just the voice.
No, but, okay, fine, I'll
the
do
tone.
It. But before I do that, what I'm saying is, if you are both trying to be in that situation, I'm guaranteeing you're not like you are now.
No.
No, 100%. You get in the zone. I hear you on all of that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so if I perform now, mm-hmm. I'm not in the zone, am I?
No.
I'm not in
no,
the correct environment.
Can't we just hear... Me and Maya, we just want to hear the voice.
Yeah, how about you say something boring, like a line,
yeah.
I don't know, the bills are due, but yeah. do it
but
in
I
your voice.
I wouldn't be saying that in the bedroom.
Am
no,
I a bit
I
of role play?
But like, no, maybe like...
What kind of role play are you up to?
The bills are due.
You can be you can be the tax man.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Be the tax man.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't submitted your tax return.
You've been a naughty, yeah.
Go
You've
on,
been
then.
A naughty tax avoider. That's it.
Can we hear that?
My Go. Investigation shows you've been avoiding tax.
Wait, is that the voice?
No,
it
was me just trying to slip into the role of tax inspector.
Oh, go on, do it. Do you want to? If you close your eyes, it might be easier.
No, because I know what you're trying to get me to do. You're trying to get me
we want to
be like what I'm like
yes.
in that situation. I'm saying that's very difficult to do. You're saying it's unusual to have a persona. Scott, I'm guaranteeing you are a different person. You're not there doing your full-on radio thing in the bedroom,
good,
are you?
Good
in
afternoon, it's 3:10.
In at number two.
Oh, my God.
It's a new entry.
Scott Mills.
Okay, I've just tried to do a video, which I was going to put on Instagram, of Chris being, going, You're a naughty tax evader, but I'm not going to put it on because I know you don't like it.
It's the stupidest video ever. No, because what you're trying to do is get me to do it on a video so that you can then write above it, this is what Chris sounds like when he's trying to be sexy.
No, I'm not going to put it on.
I think we should put it up.
I know it's...
Go on, Chris, on a scale of 1 to 10.
He's not happy about it.
Scale of 1 to 10.
It's fine. Listen, as I say, with all of these things, I'm happy for that to go on. But then next time I get a video that you're not happy with, I'm not letting you veto it.
That's why I'm not putting it on. Because that's exactly what will happen.
But keep it in the bank.
Yeah, I will. Actually, I will. Sam's on. You tried to be sexy last weekend. What happened, please?
So I was out with friends having a good night. Recently moved to London, so always looking for new dates. So I ended up meeting a guy and went back to his place. And in my attempt to be sexy, I asked if he wanted a massage.
Oh, very nice.
That is good. Yeah. Quite exotic. Well,
is this like what you normally do on a first date?
Well, I know. I quite like giving massages. I thought I'd try it out. See what he says.
I love that when people have a set routine. Because you know what he said there as well, is that he moved to London, suddenly it was a whole new radius to play with.
Yeah.
That's true. On the apps, I imagine.
So many new backs to massage.
Mm-hmm. So many new backs.
You've got to use what works, right? So, they like it. It's good.
Thing is, Chris, do you remember, because my hands are big, you've always said that I'd be good at massage, and I have massaged you. I'm good at it. I was going to take a course.
Wow.
I'll try it on you later.
I'd love a massage.
Okay. What, like back, shoulders?
Shoulders, back, lower leg, a bit tight around there.
I'm not sure. It's 3 weeks in, Maya. I'm not doing lower leg.
Oh, okay, right, fine. Maybe next week.
Okay. You're at his house, and you're like, would you like a massage?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he said yes. So I say, okay, go and get some moisturiser. I start using it, and I vaguely recognise the smell, but I didn't really kind of pick up on it.
Right. What was the smell?
It's just got like a particular smell to it.
Yeah, like what, though?
A nice one or a bad one?
It's quite sweet. No, it's nice. It's quite sweet, but it's quite distinct, so you can recognise it. So we go to sleep. That's the end of that. And I wake up, and I look down at my hands, and they are bright orange. And I realise the reason why I recognise the smell is because it's a moisturiser with fake tannin that I have used before.
No.
They're literally the brightest orange. Because if you don't wash it off, it literally stains.
Yeah.
They're the brightest I've ever seen them.
Lumpa lumpa vibes.
I don't use fake tan a lot, but I have used it before.
It's just your hands that are really orange.
It's literally just my hands, nothing else. Like the front of them as well, not the back. So it's really obvious.
It was dark, you picked up the wrong bottle.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
It could have been hair removal cream.
Oh, that would have been painful.
So you leave his house, then where do you go with massive orange hands?
Well, I try and keep my hands in my pockets and go straight home to try and wash it out. But, I mean, this stuff doesn't come out in the same day. So I'm just trying to keep my hands out of sight from everyone.
The orange-handed walk of shame.
Stuff lasts for like a week. So I'm walking into work the next day, meetings with my CEO. It's just painful.
So when you were given the massage, right, I assume you massaged the back. So you're effectively tanning his back, right?
As well.
Yeah. But you can cover
And then
the
did
back,
you do
right?
the front as well?
No, I think it was just a back and shoulders massage.
So he's just got orange parts to it.
Half and half.
So when he woke up in the morning and looked down, he was probably quite shocked as well.
Well, look, it's on his back.
It's not too bad. Yeah, and it's kind of spread out over a big area. Mine's just literally just on my palm. So,
but the sheets orange?
Don't.
I don't think they were too bad.
It's like when I did Strictly Come Dancing. My sheets, seriously.
How well did you do?
You didn't know he did Strictly.
I haven't watched Strictly very much.
Please don't watch the video.
No.
Really? Terrible.
I'm about to show you.
No, don't stop this.
Well, I'm obviously about to show her.
Well. Anyway.
Did you do the cha cha cha?
He did a dance. Right?
I attempted it.
He did a dance where he had to pretend to be a crab.
6 weeks, Maya.
In fact, let's get your reaction to this.
That is good.
We'll do it next.
Scott Mills.
Chris, do we really have to do this?
Scott, it is one of the sexiest things you did was doing the crab on Strictly. Maya's not seen this before.
Do we have to do this?
Yes, 100%.
I'm really intrigued because one day I might want to go on Strictly and copy those exact moves.
Why are you worried well? This is your legacy.
Because I hate it.
So look, type in Scott Mills on YouTube. You get the options. Scott Mills, pizza prank, prank calls, innuendo bingo, Chinese takeaway prank, podcast, who game. Scott Mills and Chris Stark, Ghostbusters. Strictly Come Dancing. Here we go.
Please don't.
Okay.
This is the trouble with the internet. It's always going to be there. Why?
Okay.
I hate you all.
Oh, you lasted a while.
Yeah, six
he
weeks.
Did. He actually did
that
very
really
well.
Good.
6 weeks, thanks to the Radio 1 listeners.
Imagine my shock when I was watching this and Scott Mills came out.
Oh my gosh! So okay, a mermaid, pretty. No! No! You did the sign. Why have you got a red face?
He's a crab.
Why have you got a red face, Scott? This is amazing.
It's because...
It's the pincers.
I love the theatre element of it.
Right, so still now, this happened to me Tuesday, Wednesday. Still people come up to me and do the
crab. Do the crab.
Do the crab.
When did you say, this is okay? Like, how hard did they have to pitch it to you?
Can you describe what's going on?
So Scott is literally in an all red outfit, crab claws on the side, a red face with some glitter on, and he's just doing kind of a hoppy prance around.
that's a samba. So,
that is not an aerial, it's flying around the place as well. She's doing great.
She's making me look... And better.
You look happy about it, though. You're smiling. There's a little shocked face
sexy,
there.
It's sexy, isn't it? It's very sexy.
Okay, what happened here was, I think it was like week 4 or 5, and I'd worked out by this point that I couldn't dance a step, so I just like, let's just go comedy.
Oh, my gosh, the pincers.
There he goes.
Oh, there's a hip. Was that a thrust over there? That is amazing.
I know, it's my finest work, Maya.
That is incredible.
6 weeks, though, yeah?
Yeah, no, you did good.
Six weeks, and then look at Mert, like, literally can't dance a step.
No, but it's you could do good musical theatre. That's what I'm seeing from this.
Panto is beckoning.
Is this the next job?
Won't be long now.
Oh, my gosh. The claws, it's the pincers.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Anyway, good.
Incredible.
I feel we know each other even better now. Good.
Yeah, I've seen a different side of you.
Scott Mills.
One. Scott, Chris and Maya on Radio 1. It's week 3 of having Maya Jammer on the show. Hey.
Hello.
People are begging us to do that speech jammer again that we did last week. Do you remember when we called your mum?
Oh my gosh, amazing.
With the machine that just makes your voice go a bit weird. I reckon we should definitely do that again with you. Would you be up for that?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, cool. One. Also, I've been out on the streets this morning. I knew you were like, where's Scott gone when you arrived?
I missed you. I came in the studio. You're usually here ready and waiting, but nowhere to be seen.
Just been doing some research. I took some photos of you out to the streets of London to people in like the older age bracket, just to see what they think you do. Take a
seat. Scott Mills.
I like our Friday shows. Good vibes.
Have you mastered that dance yet, by the way?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
We sort of promised each other we'd do that by this week.
What dance?
Well, I showed Chris a video of people doing this dance. I can't really explain it, but you basically fly yourself forward and backwards.
It's one arm goes forward and backwards and a leg goes forward and backwards at the same time.
Right.
That's what it is.
It looks, when people do it well on YouTube...
Looks amazing,
but also looks easy. Not easy.
So difficult. None of us could do it last week, and I haven't been practicing. I'm sorry.
We'll do it for next week. Okay. It's a rollover.
Do you know, Chris, I've been seeing Maya everywhere this week. Have you?
Yes.
Like, in magazines, in like loads of like amazing, fabulous clothes, looking hot.
Mate, I went to buy a samosa this morning.
I know. She was overlooking you while you were buying your samosa.
Staring at me from the front of some healthy magazine.
Judging
as you were buying that samosa.
No, I like samosas too.
Thing is, right, you are everywhere at the moment. I'm enjoying that. But today I wanted to see what the older people thought of you. But like, not everywhere knows you yet.
No.
Especially the posh middle class people who are quite old, who maybe shop at the shop that rhymes with Warks and Wentzer, which is where I just hang out outside there.
Oh, you do?
I did.
Scott does, yes.
That's what you do.
Earlier. So first of all, just like a quick straw poll of what they think you do. So I took 3 photos of you out, right?
Yeah.
One of you in like designer glasses.
Oh, the Willy Wonka looking one.
Yeah, really nice photo. Then one of you like in kind of flary trousers with like a big bow on, looking hot.
Gift wrapped.
And gift wrapped. And then one of us three in the studio.
Oh, nice.
So I said, photo number 1, I said to this guy, what do you think this girl does?
She's a singer. She's an entertainer.
he's so...
I love that. He's so sure.
Yeah, he's so sure. Singer, entertainer.
Yeah.
This person, I said, do you think she's famous?
She's got a famous style. I'm not sure that's quite the same thing as being famous.
Okay, thanks, posh old person.
Very accurate.
Then I asked, do you know this lady?
No. She's very pretty, though.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
How did
you
the
are?
Conversation progress from there?
That was it. I was like, thanks.
He walked away.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good.
She's very pretty, though.
I asked this person, what do you think, from these photos, what do you think she does for a job?
a brain surgeon.
Now, you don't give off brain you don't give off brain surgeon vibes to me necessarily.
I mean, I wish I did, but I don't think I do at all.
This one I said, how would you describe Maya's look?
Some sort of Roman thing going on there.
What is Roman about those photos?
Oh, hang
my
on,
hair.
No. I took another one out of you and Stormzy, and you were like wearing like an Egyptian outfit.
Oh, Halloween.
Halloween.
I was Cleopatra.
Some sort of Roman thing going on there.
Clearly Cleopatra. I had the fringe and everything.
Then I said, have you got any idea what she might do for a living?
Absolutely no clue at all. Adult model.
Did he say adult model?
Adult model.
What's the difference?
Is this a naughty model?
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Well, what's that?
Like where you, in adult magazines, you know?
Yeah.
Like grown-up stuff.
Okay. Well, nice of him to comment on that.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know what this lady does?
Well, she looks like some sort of a model, but actress, personality, don't know.
Oh, wow, there's a few in there.
Sounds like Ken Brown.
Off of golf.
Off of, you know, balls in soaking.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, they're all nice things.
Next
so
thing.
So far, I think.
How do you think she makes a living?
Dominatrix.
Okay.
Wow.
Is that a different one from the adult? Wow.
Different guy.
He thought I was a dominatrix.
Hey, do you know this lady?
I'm sorry, I have no idea.
Hey, what do you think she's looking at?
Well, she's looking at something, but what is she looking to?
Do you like her clothes?
Well, I have another vision, another preferences, but, well, some people like it. It's not exactly what I would prefer. My wife to wear.
Okay.
What?
So he's thinking I'm his wife?
No, he's saying he's not. It's not necessarily what his wife. What he would like his wife to wear.
Yeah, so that's why he doesn't like it very much. Because I'm not dressed like how his wife should.
A little bit Roman.
Aren't these people great?
Good people.
Scott Mills.
Joe says, Scott, did you actually go out and ask the public yourself, or did you get your assistant to do it? Actually went out myself. Can someone vouch
with an
me?
Assistant?
Yeah, but I went out and asked the questions.
And some security.
I'm joking.
Yeah. So, Maya Jammer.
Yep.
Huge. Huge everywhere at the moment, but not so much with the older bracket yet.
No, they don't have a clue.
No, well, some of them do. I was out on the streets earlier. I said, who's this lady, please?
I don't know. Some actress or probably some model.
Okay.
Probably some model.
You are good.
I'm not actually
not
a model,
an actress,
though.
Are you?
Not an actress, but I did nearly get into Skins.
Yeah, tell me about that.
When I was 15, Skins came to our school in Bristol because they did the auditions there sometimes. And I got through all of the rounds. I think there was like 6 rounds or something. And it was me and one other girl to be a main character in Skins. And then she got it.
Aww.
So close yet so far.
Then I asked, do you like what she's wearing? It was the glasses photo with the big round glasses.
I think the glasses look a bit ridiculous.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
Whoa there.
Well, that's your opinion. And what do you think she does as a job?
I don't know, but I reckon she could be a lawyer or something.
I see. Okay, so he hates your glasses, but he thinks you could be a lawyer.
Yeah, because lawyers wear glasses like that.
Yeah.
All the time.
Hello, what's this lady's job, please, as I show them a picture of Maya Jammer?
She's an actress, I'd have thought.
Okay. She's been on TV. Do you recognise her from being on TV, though?
I think I've seen her in EastEnders.
Oh,
okay, right.
Definitely no.
Not been EastEnders.
Never been in EastEnders, no.
Hello, what do you think this lady does, please?
A young singer, innit?
Young singer, okay. And what singer would you think that she might be?
Oh, Rihanna Grande.
Rihanna Grande.
Rihanna Grande.
Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
See, I told you I was in it.
Yeah, there you are.
Oh, Rihanna Grande.
Rihanna
Grande.
Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay, old man, have you seen her anywhere else as well?
I know she was doing her, I see her with the opera singer. You know the blind opera singer? She's just done that. I see it on Sky Arts. Yeah.
Maya?
Just done that, yeah.
What have you just done with the blind opera singer?
I don't think that was me. I've been on Sky Arts before with Edith Bowe. We were covering Isle of Wight Festival, but no, I was definitely not with any
blind opera
singers.
Sing. Okay. Andrea Bocelli.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Paddy and Bognor Regis, hello.
Yes!
Friday,
yes.
Welcome along.
All right, Paddy.
What's your job?
How are you guys?
What's your job?
I work as a magician, actually.
I love magic.
Okay. Oh, hang on. Bognor Regis. So is it the holiday park that I'm thinking of?
No, not that one.
Oh, it's not that one, because that one is in Bognor Regis, isn't it?
It is, yes.
I've played there many a time.
But you're earning your money from doing magic. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Full-time job?
I'm a holiday park entertainer, but yeah, magic's my favourite thing
and,
to do.
And this is all like legit magic. It's not making someone's wallet disappear, that kind of thing.
No, dodgy.
No, I'm not a pickpocket.
Do you know, when I was about 5 or 6, this is actually my dream job. I went to a holiday park at that age with my nan and granddad. And I was like, this is the dream.
Yeah.
You get to wear that like red or yellow coat, whatever, blue coat, whatever it is.
Right.
You should have done it, Scott.
You're entertaining people every day. Like, you're bringing a smile to people's faces. And then radio kind of got in the way. But that was 100%, I promise you, the job that I wanted to do.
I only know one magic trick. Maya, pick a number between 1 and 10.
8. Oh. What?
You meant to say 7. Turn a piece of paper over there.
Oh,
look,
you'd
it's got 7 on the back of it.
Chris had written 7 on a piece of paper, but that was wrong. Why did you think it was going to be 7?
Should be 7. No one ever picks 7.
Oh.
It normally is. So you do magic, do you?
Yes.
All the time.
Could you do a magic trick on me?
I mean, I could give it a go. Yeah, you up for it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'd love.
Okay, let's go. Do you want a drone or something for, like, dramatic effect?
Can do, yeah.
All right, let's build it up.
Let me just Why do not? That for you. Okay, here we go. All right, go.
Wow.
Okay, so, Maya, before I do this, can I just ask you to confirm to everybody listening that we've not set anything up?
There's not been any kind of setup at all. I confirm.
Fantastic. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. I just want you to answer as quickly as you possibly can, okay?
Yeah.
So what's 2 plus 2?
4.
4 plus 4?
8.
8 plus 8?
Gosh, I don't even know.
Think about it. Just doing the fingers.
16.
Yeah.
16 plus 16?
24? No, that's really wrong, isn't it? 32.
Okay, just think of a vegetable. Don't say it, just think it. Am I right in saying you're thinking of a carrot right now, Maya?
It did cross my mind. A carrot did cross my mind. Wow. How'd you do that?
I couldn't tell you.
That's actually quite weird.
Now, hang on, you said cross your mind. Was it the only vegetable you were thinking of?
Well, carrot was the first one that went into my mind, and then I kind of went on to aubergine.
Aubergine? I was thinking aubergine.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually.
Right, can you explain, Paddy, why is it carrot that comes to mind?
It's just, the maths questions are designed to kind of confuse the brain, and then you just go for the most logical thing. Try it in the pub. Honestly, it works every time.
Gosh, okay. I need to work on my maths. I didn't know what 16 plus 16 was.
It's fine. You don't need it. All right, Paddy. We've got overrated. We've got three-way banger situation. This is what I've got for you. Yeah.
Yeah,
feel it.
Watching.
Alex Gaudino and I believe Kelly Rowland.
Hey.
Is it Kelly
Rowland?
Yeah,
I think it is Kelly
Rowland.
It's Arkell. Right.
It's Arkell.
It's not the other one. It's not Beyonce. It's not the other one. It's Kelly.
It's Kelly.
Yeah. And that is What a Feeling. Friday vibes from me, Chris.
Paddy, my choice for you is this.
Good one. But not good enough.
Oh, nice one, Chris.
Yeah, man. Thought you might like this one, Paddy. This is Basement Jack's Red Alert.
Go on then, Maya Jammer.
Right. I'm yet to win, but I feel like this is the one that's going to take it home for me. T2, Heartbroken. What a classic. Skankers. Come on, mate. I know you love this one.
This is one I can dance dun, to. Dun, dun.
I've got a routine to this one as well, so let me bring it out. Some persuasion there.
Okay. Right, what's it to be?
I knew a three-way situation was going to be hard.
Isn't it?
You guys have just ramped it up right now.
Thank you.
Oh, they're all fantastic.
Come on.
Carrot.
Yeah, do the maths first and then just go with the most logical one, right?
Yeah.
Let me do some maths on you, Paddy. 4 plus 4.
I'm kind of thinking what would get me, because one of my co-workers, it's her birthday tomorrow. Shout out, Becky. Happy birthday.
Shout out, Becky.
Whoop, whoop.
What would Becky like?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to have to go with Maya. You've got it.
Yes! My first win!
First win!
Thank you.
Why? You need to do some kind of like victory lap.
Yay! If you could see my face, I was so happy that you guys chose that one because so, it is a tune.
Maya wins her first bangers with T2 Heartbroken.
Wow. Yes.
Anyone loving it?
So many people. So Paddy says he absolutely loves it. Magical choice. Someone actually spelt my name M-Y-I-A Gemma.
Maya That's Gemma.
Liam Gemma. The Welsh Wizard in Swansea says this is a tune.
Okay.
Loves it.
It's a Maya banger.
It was a massive tune.
We've got Pete in Bedford loving it as well. Also Aaron and Ashley and Chris and Helen.
Brad from Kent actually said, I said to myself I'd quit Radio 1 if this wasn't picked. Someone get that man a beer. I think it means me.
Okay.
Get me a beer.
Get that man a beer.
That Mayor Gemma.
That Meyer.
Meyer.
Scott Mills.
Oh, Justin Timberlake in the back there. Love him.
Yeah. I like that at the Brits when this was on, I had to shush Grimmy.
Why?
He's talking over it.
Justin Timberlake's right literally in there.
He did start quite suddenly, though. He came out of nowhere.
I was like, shh, shh. Lots of shushing the Breakfast Show presenter.
Scott Mills.
Okay, right. So I can smell vague. I can smell rum. Can anyone else smell rum?
Okay. Yeah, I knew you were going to do
I
this.
I can't smell rum.
I can tell you the story because I'm not drunk. All right, I haven't been drinking.
No, but... wasn't suggesting that you were. Just like, it just sounded... And also, like, the producer, when he walked in, he was like... What is that smell? And you really recognise it and there's like, it's rum.
Have you been drinking?
No, I haven't at all. I'll tell you what happened. I had an incident this morning. Basically, I was rushing to get to you guys. In fact, it was actually before I was rushing to you guys. I was rushing to something else before you guys. And
so busy.
I was trying to find an item of clothing which was underneath a shelf or a ledge that had some awards on, Matey's awards. And
by the way, listeners, when Maya says Matey, that's code for Stormzy.
Stormzy. You can't say it properly.
I don't think we're allowed to say
it. We're not allowed to say it.
We're not allowed to say Stormzy.
No, stop it!
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know where...
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because he's supposed to be Matey on this show.
Right, he's Matey.
Unless we're playing his song.
So every time you hear...
Well, how are you going to deal with that situation?
Well, I just say, this is Matey with Blinded by Your Grace.
Yeah,
you can't do that every time.
I can. I'll do that as
you
well.
You can do it, yeah.
Right, so next time I play like Big Fear Boots, I'm like, it's Matey.
So how does this work if, say, we wanted him as a guest on the show? Can that not happen now?
Maybe we have a
rule. I like him.
You can call him that name when I'm not there.
Yeah, fine. Okay. Otherwise, like on a Friday, Matey.
Anyway,
so you're going through the draw, what?
So I was going to find a night of COVID, an award landed right on my toe and ripped, like, cut my toe. Yeah, so blood everywhere, bleeding toe.
Can I just check?
Bleeding toe.
Can I check?
Yeah.
Was it Album of the Year or Best British Male?
It wasn't actually a Brit, it was another one.
Okay.
Yeah, Glass one. And so I screamed, like, what do I do? And he suggested that I go to the bathroom, wash it off, and then put some brown alcohol on it.
Brown alcohol?
Yeah, well, something brown. Because I was like, what alcohol? He's like, you need to push it with... wash it with alcohol. And I was like, what alcohol? He said, some brown alcohol. And I was like, what, rum? And he was like, yeah. So that's
why you smell of rum.
So I've got a drunken toe.
Right, rumfoot.
Rumfoot, yeah. Sounds like a thing. But I know that you can disinfect cuts with alcohol, but I didn't know which alcohol.
What are you on about?
Why does it have to be brown alcohol?
I'm not sure. We didn't have any vodka, so.
Is this why you were talking about your toe? I have a bad toe.
Like,
Maya came out this really weird thing earlier. I was like, why are you talking about that? And this makes sense now.
Yeah.
She told me that, like, every year you break your big toe something like 6 times.
Yeah, I mean, don't quote me. It's probably like 3 times, but it's a certain amount of times you break your toe without knowing, I think.
Has anyone heard this?
I've never broken my toe. What are you doing?
You might have.
Never, because, without realising.
Yeah, you know, you stub your toe all the time and you're like, ow, that hurts so much, I think I've broken it, but you never follow it up because you forget about it after an hour. Chances are you broke it.
Yeah, and if you do, throw some rum on it.
Right.
Throw some rum on their toe.
I mean, your toes are the
rum toe!
From the smell of it in here, your toes had a good drinking sesh today.
He's out of his mind.
My toe's out of his mind.
Absolutely total.
Toted.
It's quite a showbiz injury, though. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a little bandage on now, and it's doing fine. Thanks.
This also kind of reminds me of that awful time, and I do regret this, where I was looking after my friend's dog. And it was kind of like a little... I don't know about dogs. Like a little thing, like off-white colour. I was drinking red wine. Now, it was the dog's fault, in my defence, because the dog gets all excited. Oh, look, it's Uncle Scott. Jumps up, and a small amount of red wine did go on on the dog's off-white coat.
Right.
Because it was in my hand, like, just a little. So, and I know I shouldn't have done this, and I know it's wrong, but I did. They do tell you to put a splash of white wine on the red wine stain, don't they? I was looking after it for a friend, so I was like, well, I can't give it back with a wine stain on. So I did rub just a little bit of white wine on there, and actually, it did the trick.
Did you rub it or did you throw it on the dog?
No, I just had. I just got like a damp cloth.
Actually, a very interesting point. What do you do if you get red wine in the dog?
Red wine, white wine. That's the thing.
I actually don't know how I would deal with that situation. Interesting, but I wouldn't put rum on it.
I suggest you do because my toe feels fantastic.
So. I'm not saying you should do that with the dog, but
red wine, white wine
did work. Just saying.
Scott Mills.
Are you going to keep giving your foot some rum or is it going to be toe total?
I actually had a valid answer then.
Okay, go on.
Gonna keep getting topped up with rum.
Also, did the rum thing work?
It's numb. Like, I don't feel it right now. Maybe because I'm sat still though. When I go
it's numb on rum.
It's numb off that rum.
I'm trying to remember some, like, obviously being injured, not funny. But if they weren't hurt in particular, badly, some funny celebrity injuries. Mm. Do you remember when Jessie J soldiered on at Glastonbury but had to sit down for the whole thing because fractured ankle?
That's really strong of her, though.
Didn't Dave Grohl do that?
Yeah, well, he just fell off stage, didn't he?
Do you know what I think it is? The adrenaline, though. That you, when you're so pumped, you're like, wow, this is amazing. You don't feel pain as much.
Yeah.
Until after, then you calm down. You're like, what did I do to my neck? Mm.
You totally. Fell off stage as well.
With exactly that situation.
I mean, no, we're not comparing this to Dave Grohl in any way.
Wow.
Well, there were similarities, yeah. I was in my element performing. I don't...
Born to do it. Where were you?
I was in a large cow shed in Wales.
See?
I was DJing for some lovely young farmers at a place called Pemani.
Nice.
And also, I got by the way, excited.
Maya is obsessed and amazed that she's getting Snapchats from listeners on tractors.
Yeah, welcome
Maya,
on.
We're big
I
with the young
that.
We're big with the young farmers.
I've
they're on their tractors right now. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Riding. Yeah.
I was DJing, I got too excited, one of the songs decided to jump off the stage. Don't know why. And I really hurt my leg quite badly.
Yeah. You jumped off the stage? What was it, like a leap of faith?
And it was really bad. And the worst thing was, I was in the car on the way back, really, really needed the toilet, but couldn't get out of the car because my leg was so badly done.
Oh, my God, you didn't.
The guy I was with pulled over.
Yeah.
And I shall be honest.
Yeah, if you want.
I couldn't quite lean out the car far enough.
No.
So ended up making a bit of a mess of the car and me, and it was a horrible situation.
Still not as terrible as...
Oh, my God, so sorry about that! This is life, this is what happened!
The GC.
I love that she told them this. This is live!
Never forget. Teen Awards 2017.
Scott Mills.
I want us to pick our favourite showbiz injury from these ones that I've just found. Ed Sheeran's sword injury. Obviously, we're not allowed to talk about that, but it did happen.
Yeah,
on
that
the
was
face.
A strong one.
That is strong.
We don't know the details fully, but...
Well, no, but might involve royalty.
It's not every day you get sliced by a sword.
Yeah. Then Ben Stiller bitten by a ferret on the set of A Long Came Polly.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Ben Stiller... Bitten by ferret.
Oh my God.
Had it's not every day you get bitten by a ferret.
No, it's definitely
immediate rabies shot straight afterwards.
Wow.
Or Meryl Streep. Anyone would guess what happened there?
No, what happened? She got bit by a raccoon.
No. Badly cut her finger open while slicing an avocado, guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Me and Chris are back Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.